Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Osborne.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Features on the site we give away, so enjoy those on us. Those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for accessing their websites. Ours is free, so enjoy it. freetalklive.com. We go to your phone calls. Devin in Oregon. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Devin.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I was just kind of interested in commenting on this theory of Christian anarchy that was brought up last night.
Yes, Gene, the Christian anarchist, called in to give us the basics of Christian anarchy.
Yes, yeah, so the Christian conspiracy of Jesus or whatever. It's just like Jesus is an anarchist. That's kind of stretching credulity a little bit, isn't it? I mean,
why do you say that?
Well, it's like his first answer is like, should we pay taxes? Yep.
Well,
under Caesar.
Now, wait a second. Here's another way to interpret that I have heard, and I think has some credibility, is that the Pharisees and the Sadducees came to Jesus at night, and they stole away to speak to him in hopes to catch him in his words, and they said, Jesus, why would they ask him this question in the first place if he wasn't an anarchist? Should one pay one's taxes? And Jesus answered, render unto Caesar what is Caesar's. And render unto God what is God's, or something like that. Now, is that an answer to the question?
No. It wasn't a question.
He dodged the question artfully to some extent. And I think that it's
it's a clear advocacy of private property.
Yeah, if you've got Caesar's property, you should give it back to him. Right?
Yeah. Give Caesar what's Caesar's.
Well, people have to trade in the money that's available to them on the market, too.
Right, but the money on the market isn't Caesar's, though.
He also then turns around, let's drop that. Then let's say, like, he's being cool about that. Then what about, like, sell everything you own and give the money to the poor?
Well, there's, first off, not every anarchist is an anarcho-capitalist.
No, I wouldn't say they have to be. But
there's many of dirty hippie anarchists out there that believe that, that you don't own your stuff, that your stuff owns you. And I think that there's nothing, that still does not, to me, dissuade, Jesus, dissuade my thoughts that Jesus might have been an anarchist.
Well, it makes him a socialist of some sort anyway, thinking that you should take everything you own and give it away to everybody else.
It's advice.
Socialists
only coerce.
I don't know. You're taking
now, by the way, I don't agree with the Christian philosophy. I think that Christianity today, I don't know about Christianity back then, I'm sure it was completely different, but Christianity today, I find harmful to people.
I think you can poke holes in these things people come up and say on the show sometimes a little better, because I know you know the Bible a little bit, Mark, some of the stuff is kind of crap people say on the show sometimes.
Now, for one reason, I don't go after Gene's version of Christianity is because there's no coercion in it. And he's not one of those Christians that believes, for instance, that Noah floated around in the ocean for an entire year with a boat full of animals. If you'd need three more boats the size of the boat he was on just to feed the animals that were on that boat.
Well, how about this then, for poking a hole in Jesus's libertarian or anarchist principles? How he throws a tantrum at the temple, then attacks the merchants and throws them out. Even goes out and makes a scourge, so you can whip them with it.
I'm sure
Jesus whipped somebody?
Yes. Jesus probably thought Jesus, that's his house, right?
Not really.
Well, not from your or my definition, but perhaps from Jesus' definition. He is, after all, the Son of God. It's his house. He can drive anyone out of his house he wants. Would you be wrong for driving uninvited guests out of your house with a scourge?
There's some crazy guy that shows up at a temple, though, and starts, attacking people for trading there, which they've been doing for a long time.
I said Jesus was an anarchist.
Okay? I just don't... It's just not worth my while to debate over a silly old book. In the same way, I don't really want to debate with a conspiracy theorist. I don't want to debate with Gene, who is friendly to our viewpoint, over his belief system. It's
right.
Really it's much easier to debate with a Christian that wants to get on the air and tell us how to live our lives. We'll tear that person apart. But Gene doesn't want to do that to us. So we respect Gene, and if he wants to make the claim that Jesus is an anarchist, he's got some things to back it up. But then again, it's an old book, and you can find all kinds of things.
That's
I think there was
true.
One point at which I remember I was reading on the American Atheist website a decade ago some quotes, some interesting sort of contradictory quotes. And there's one point, I don't have it in front of me, but to paraphrase, essentially Jesus says, "I come not to bring peace, but a sword." They always call Jesus the Prince of Peace. Well, what's that quote supposed to mean? So there's in all kinds of contradictions.
Well, God is going back as a warrior, too, and stuff. But one point I want to make, though, is this religion doesn't give people enough credit for to do the things that they can do themselves.
Absolutely true.
It just strips that away from people, saying that, well, I have to rely on this, you know, imaginary thing in order to do these good things and to maybe create something better or something. But it's like,
well,
I just get tired of that. People
can
do it
themselves. The idea that people need to have some arcane set of rules to which to adhere their lives to in order to pass some sort of litmus test to live the rest of eternity in some wonderful place is really, you know, it's pretty ludicrous. But apparently a lot of people are looking for that level of security. Otherwise, it wouldn't be as popular as it is. So, you know, we all know, I presume you know this, but, I mean, it's pretty much knowledge amongst the people sitting here that religions were created for the purposes of controlling people.
No, I don't know that Jason necessarily agrees with that.
Oh, really?
I'll buy into that.
Okay.
That's what I think. I think government, religion kind of have gone hand in hand throughout history, is trying to control everyone, and I don't see that religion as being any more valid than the governments that have come up.
I'm with you 100% on that. Thank you for the call tonight, dude.
Okay.
We certainly appreciate it, Devin. 800-259-9231. Just because I don't think religion is valid doesn't mean I'm going to jump down the throat of a religious person who's on my side as far as stopping coercive interaction between human beings. If somebody believes in voluntary society and voluntary interaction, I don't care what their personal belief system is.
Right. Now, I've got a religion. It's largely made up, but, you know, it's my own, and I've decided to believe it. It's called Science of Mind, if you want to take a look. But I don't want somebody jumping down my throat every time I bring up my religion or some kind of religious belief. Now, if I'm trying to force it on them or something like, or being sanctimonious, fine, good,
then
I deserve
it's open
it.
Season, sure.
But every time I open my mouth, this is the sort of atheist evangelism that I don't want to see. It's annoying to me.
All right, so Jason, what is your religious viewpoint since we have you here? And Mark sort of alluded to...
Oh, yeah, put me on the spot.
Yeah, please. Get close to the mic, too.
I'm kind of in line with Gene the Christian Anarchist. I am for the Jesus myself.
Oh, interesting.
And I think he's an anarchist.
And you support the show, and neither one of us are Christians.
That's right. I mean, I don't need you guys to believe in the Jesus to... spread the message of freedom.
If in fact,
which is the Jesus message.
If heaven is the and hell are the way the Bible suggests, and I end up in hell later on, will you fly across the lake of fire and put a drop of water on my tongue?
Tell you what, I will if I can, bud.
Thanks.
That'll be the best drop
but
of
only
water
if you take
on
your shirt.
That'll be awesome. All right, so 800-259-9231.
You want me to get my email?
Yeah. Why don't you get your email then? We're all out of calls.
We have had call after call after call tonight.
Well, child sex does bring out the calls, apparently, when it comes to politicians.
So I wanted to get to this email especially tonight because Jason's here, and he has a PhD in economics.
Okay.
And this is from a nice guy who decided to amplify the program as a result of a couple of nights ago we did a special amplifier podcast. And for those of
my AMP email box has 40 emails in it. Normally it has 20. At this time of the week.
For those of you who listen on the radio, our podcast is available at freetalklive.com, and it's another way of delivering the show, unlike radio. And our podcast listeners are extraordinarily loyal and very valuable to the show.
If it sounds like I'm complaining, I'm not. I'm just letting you know that I've got a lot of them, so it may take a little while to get through them all.
So he writes to me, because I'm the same one, "Dear Mark and FTL crew, I'm sending this to you, Mark, because it sounded like the extended show the other day was your idea. And you're the sanest one around." No, not just even though it was mainly an infomercial, which I think is a completely unfair characterization, Brandon, there was more than half of that show was content, and the other half was talking about the amplifier program. But either way, it was enough to get me to become an amplifier. It wasn't because of your attempted guilt trip.
Ha!
Every podcast...
Told you that wouldn't work.
And here is the kicker phrase that I want you to hear. Every podcast...
I've saved the kicker. Moments away, we'll get to the kicker. 800-259-9231. We'll find out what he has to say. I have no idea. You said he emailed this to me, but it's probably in those 40 emails, so I haven't read this yet. You bring up anything, take control of the airwaves, toll free, whatever you want to talk about. Issues, religion, podcasts, anything goes. This is Free Talk Live.
Gun Day. 3 days to exercise your Second Amendment rights for only $10 per person, April 11th through the 13th at Knob Creek Gun Range. The world's largest machine gun shoot and military gun show is fun for the whole family, with machine guns and flamethrowers for rent, helicopter rides, and over 800 tables showcasing handguns, rifles, shotguns, and more. Opens at 9 a.m. Call 502-922-4457 or visit knobcreekrange.com. That's K-N-O-B, creekrange.com.
Let's face it, the political landscape today is all about blaming the other guy. Democrats blame Republicans, Republicans blame Democrats. But I've got to say, at least they're throwing rocks in the right direction. We libertarians are good about fighting amongst ourselves. It's time to pick a candidate, a serious candidate for president, and start moving forward. That candidate is George Phillies.
This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message, paid for by Phillies 2008.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
America needs Ron Paul. He needs your support. The time is now. As long as he has your support, he will continue to fight until the very end. We know that many people would like to show their support, but want to do it on a larger scale. RonPaulFlags.com produces the most beautiful flags dedicated to electing the only man fit to be president. Standard flags are 3 feet by 5 feet, and custom flags can be as large as 30 feet by 50 feet. Our most popular flags are Ron Paul, President in 08, and Ron Paul Revolution. These flags work perfectly mounted on homes, RVs, at barbecues, outdoor rallies, picnics, NASCAR races, and meetup groups. Flags start at $43.07, and if you purchase two or more, you will receive a 16% discount. Go to RonPaulFlags.com or call 731-664-1526. That's 731-664-1526. Do something. Stand up for the only man worthy of restoring our country to how our forefathers envisioned. Fly a Ron Paul flag today.
I'm Joe Wood, president of Famous Footwear. We are a proud sponsor of March of Dimes' premier walking event, March for Babies, formerly known as Walk America. More babies begin healthy lives because of March of Dimes' research and programs. And with our support, we can do even more for families all over America. One day, all babies will be born healthy, but we have to walk to get there. Join the March for Babies. Sign up at marchforbabies.org.
I'm Paul Hopkins, CEO of Farmers Insurance, and a proud sponsor of March of Dimes' premier walking event, March for Babies, formerly known as Walk America. More babies begin healthy lives because of March of Dimes' research and programs. And with farmers' support, we can do even more for families all over America. One day, all babies will be born healthy, but we have to walk to get there. Join the March for Babies. Sign up at marchforbabies.org.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This
is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Osborne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site we give away, including the wiki, over 1,500 pages created by listeners like you. You can go and edit the wiki pretty much as you want to. It's like the listener editable version of our website. So go to wiki.freetalklive.com to get interactive. It's free. That's wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com. President Hillary Clinton, John McCain, the North American Union, unconstitutional gun and drug laws, a national ID card. What's your trigger point? If it happens, what will you do? The Free State Project knows that one size does not fit all. Participants choose which event will trigger their move to New Hampshire to join the fight for freedom. Check it out at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. All right, so Mark, you had an email come in, and the guy was talking about podcasts? What? Well, you just started it, right? What?
Yeah, it's fresh from the beginning here. And, you know, I just wanted to make one point on what he'd had to say. He goes, I'm sending this to you, Mark, because it sounded like the extended show the other day was your idea. That was part of the podcast. If you're a radio listener, of course, you missed it. You'd have to
download it.
Yep.
From freetalklive.com. We went an extra hour after the radio show ended.
Even though it was mainly an infomercial, it was enough to get me to become an amplifier. It wasn't because of your attempted guilt trip. And I did say, you know, right there, I don't have any problem making people feel guilty about amping for the podcast. I don't. Radio listeners,
because you have no scruples.
I disagree entirely, and I'd like to talk about the just that. Every podcast, here's the kicker line that I want to get out here. Every podcast I've seen is free, and I think podcasts should stay that way.
Okay.
It was the fact that you guys are a national radio program that actually acknowledged those of us on the inner tubes and went out of your way to give us a little something extra. So the fact that we were doing something for him, you know, he felt the urge to amplify. But it's the statement that every podcast I've seen is free, and I think the podcast should stay that way, I think is entirely flawed. And here's the reason. Okay, podcasts are free because when, you know, podcasts started, they were basically amateur people getting on and you know, talking for a little while. They were doing it whenever they felt like it, however they felt like it, usually with poor equipment. Certainly, there's better and worse podcasts out there, and there are people that are more regular and less regular. Very few that are as regular and as large as Free Talk Live. It's difficult to get 2 hours of show content. That's what it is without the radio ads in it. 2 hours of show content every single night, six nights a week.
Okay.
It's the idea that anything should be free. Nothing is free. Now, there's obviously a little bit of advertising that goes into the podcast. We have our live reads that we do during the show. That's paying for the podcast. And we sometimes will pop in an ad here and there. And
it's free to the end user.
It's free in that respect.
They don't have to outlay money. You're going to suggest that them having to listen to the ads is how they're paying for it? Is that what you're going
well,
to
say? Well, that in part. But if you want your podcast, if you want your podcast to be good, quality stuff, the people need to get paid. We could not get paid on our podcast, on just a podcast. As a nationally syndicated show, that's why we get paid.
It wouldn't be worth it to you.
Right. So what I'm telling you is that as long as you expect free podcasts, you will get what you pay for.
Okay.
That's all. The economics of podcasting, it doesn't make any sense to that. There's a lot of podcasters out there that feel this way.
Are you
way.
Suggesting that podcasts go to a pay for play model?
I'm suggesting that if you expect your podcast to be free, you will get what you pay for. That's all. Podcasts cannot make enough money currently. Even the most downloaded of podcasts cannot make enough. I don't think
How do you
enough
know
money. Just guessing.
Do you
from
know
my
what
experience?
I mean, because these tech podcasts.
I know what it's like to run a podcast, a very successful one.
I don't think that you were. Well, look, I don't know. I'm not going to make the declaratory statements that you are here. But I can tell you that Free Talk Live may be successful in your mind, and we are successful in that we're making money and we're continuing to do the show. We're successful from that viewpoint. But when you compare our podcast to other podcasts, we just don't have the downloads.
We don't.
The tech shows,
yeah.
These guys
yeah.
have, like, I don't know, way more than we do. Way, way, way more than we do.
Well,
and so you don't think they're selling that?
Okay,
making
in
money?
A tech show, in a tech show arena, in the same way that they have fishing shows out there and the fishing lure and the fishing rod sponsors come out and sponsor those shows,
yeah.
It's the only place that you can advertise your fishing rod. It is the only venue. So, yeah, I'll give tech shows, you know, a little bump.
You can give them a pass?
Yeah, I'll give them a pass. Okay. Fine. You can make money doing a tech show. I think you're going to have one hell of a time, by the way, starting a tech show and competing with This Week in Tech at this point. They are a powerhouse.
But, them and a few others, too.
But at an open lines current events show like Free Talk Live that talks about libertarian issues, where are the advertisers?
It's much more difficult to sell.
What is libertarianism selling? It's not selling anything but your freedom. And you are the only one who can buy that freedom, because at this point, you're not free. Now, we've got advertisers like SACL CAI here, right here in the studio, but, you know, there are very few people out there stepping up, dropping grands to keep Free Talk Live podcasting and on the air.
But they should.
That they absolutely should. And this attitude of, and I've heard it many, many times along the route, that podcasts are free, and I think they should stay that way.
Right. Who is this guy, the god of podcasts?
Well, he's
got an opinion.
He's brand. That's his opinion, and I think that to some extent, like,
I would never charge for this podcast.
I understand where you're coming from. I wouldn't propose that you would charge for the podcast.
I think it's a bad business model, personally.
Right. I like the business model that we currently have.
Right, because of expectations like that. The vast majority of podcasts are free, and so therefore, by charging for a podcast, you are limiting your audience
size. But by listening to a podcast, you're being provided a service, and you should feel some obligation in your heart when somebody is giving you a service to do something for that person. That's what I think.
And that's why he contributed to the AMP program, right?
He did. However,
so it works.
No, I'm not berating him. Do I sound like I'm berating him?
I'm not saying you're doing that.
I'm just berating the attitude, which I believe is that he espoused here, which I believe is extraordinarily prevalent among podcasters because it's such a new and incipient sort of.
I don't understand what your objection is about that attitude.
The attitude that anything is free. Nothing is free.
But it's free to the end user.
It doesn't cost the end user anything. Their time in listening to ads.
They don't even have to do that. Many of them skip past them. We hope that you won't. We hope that you'll understand that we would like you to listen to the advertisers, and if there's something that gels with what you're wanting, that you would patronize those advertisers. And we know for a fact that most of our listeners do that. So we know that that model works too, but there's no obligation for them to do
so. No, I'm not saying there's an obligation for anything. But if you like podcasts, and he claims of the 30-plus podcasts I subscribe to, there are a handful of radio programs that get rebroadcast as podcasts. None of them mention that their podcasts are podcast listeners almost ever. He gets 30 podcasts. You understand? How many people out there can afford to do a general issues podcast and make a living at it?
I don't know.
No one.
You
can't. That's what you're going to get. You're going to get people that come in, do a podcast for a little while, mm-hmm. and go out.
Good.
And then
separate the wheat from the chaff.
How is that separating them?
They go away eventually.
How does the wheat... What's the wheat when there's no money?
We're here.
We're a radio show. We're not a podcast.
Hey, well, if you do your own podcast and you make money off it, maybe you can answer Mark's question.
It's not a tech podcast.
You mentioned This Week in Tech. They were the ones we got the idea for the AMP program from.
Sure.
So the reason they were taking those micro payments is probably because they weren't doing that well with advertising, because they knew they had to go directly to the listeners. And so if you can cut out the middleman and go directly to the listeners, and it works for you,
I think anything that's worth doing is worth getting paid for.
This is Free Talk Live.
It's progressing. It's only a matter of time until it's completely taken over our lives. We are entering martial law. Clearly, America has all the signs. There is no time like the present to get prepared by protecting yourself and your family. Find the information you need to arm yourself with an InfoBomb ebook at survivemartiallaw.com. This ebook will tell you everything you need to know about how to prepare and handle living in martial law. The worst part of martial law is the beginning stages. Survivemartiallaw.com will show you how to stay calm and how to act around controlling troops. Get tips on where to store valuables, emergency food, and what signs to look for. Surviving martial law can be difficult, but it is possible. Arm yourself with knowledge, as this will be the only weapon you will have to protect yourself and your family. Go to survivemartiallaw.com. That's survivemartiallaw.com. Or call 608-819-8011. That's 608-819-8011 to order this hard-hitting ebook today.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
With oil at $105 per barrel and counting, we need radical change if we're to avert becoming a third world nation. It's time to jump on the next wave of free energy and radical natural alternative health solutions. Introducing Orgon products. Orgon is the universal life force, the basic building block of all matter on the material planet. Orgon electromedicine is the wave of the future dating back to the late 1800s. Wilhelm Reich Orgon used Cloudbuster technology that can now be applied in your home for dramatic energy savings of up to 25%. The possible uses for this device are only limited by your imagination. For less than the cost of a doctor's visit, you can have a device that could lead to the end of all your problems. Health doesn't need to be expensive or complicated. Simple technology equals profound results at OrgonProducts.org. That's O-R-G-O-N-E products.org. O-R-G-O-N-E products.org. Or call 646-498-5309. That's 646-498-5309.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months. And it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up anything. Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Osborne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Including, by the way, the live streams, broadband version and dial-up version of the show, both free for you. So enjoy them on us at freetalklive.com. In fact, we're going to actually have Jason read his own advertisement now. Jason Osborne from SACL CAI.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep those clients, too. SACL CAI, check out their banner at Free Talk Live. Do business with businesses that support Free Talk Live. And just one side note, $351. $351 is the number of dollars that you, as an American consumer, saved last year because of collection agencies.
$351 so I saved $350 in a year.
In the form of lower prices where you buy your goods and stuff.
So prices would have been that much higher had it not been for businesses like SACL.
That is correct.
Okay. So, and collection agencies are often vilified as the worst of the worst. These people are mean and terrible. And I've never had a terrible experience with a collection agency, although I have had some call me in the past.
Some of them are bad, and they dredge up the bad ones to show you on the news for special reports. But we have association in our industry, just like every other industry, and there are good ones just like us.
There you go. All right, so back to the issue at hand. Mark, you had an email, and the main thrust, as you've pointed out, of the email was the individual is a podcast listener. Mm-hmm. He is appreciative of Free Talk Live. He's appreciating that we give the podcast away, and he said that he believes that podcasts should always be remain free. You took objection with that, but I believe that your objection is just as sort of entitled sounding as his. His suggests that, well, he should always have access to free podcasts. Yours says that you deserve payment for the work that you do.
No, I do not deserve payment in the form of, for one, I don't do anything for the podcast. I do a radio show, and tangentially, the podcast goes out there, and I respect.
You said you should get paid though for doing the.
No. I think that if you want. If you expect to continue to get podcasts, those people need to get money. Because otherwise, they're just going to come and go, and they're not going to produce a show of any value.
I think he understands that. That's why he's sending money via the AMP program.
I'm not,
right?
and I'm not vilifying this guy.
Oh, okay.
I'm saying, Brandon, I'm saying that there's sort of an attitude out there amongst podcast listeners that podcasts should be. You remember when we first started doing the podcast thing? They were all upset that a radio show would even be doing a podcast. Do you remember?
Get out of here.
You're a radio show. You've got people backing you financially. We're just a bunch of amateurs.
When we didn't have anyone backing us.
No. We did it all on our own. And it's, I think everyone understands what I'm saying. Nothing's free. You get what you pay for. And
sure. I'm with you there.
If you like a podcast, I don't want to put anybody on Front Street, but I'm thinking, in my mind, I'm thinking of Dan Carlin's show. You can go to dancarlin.com.
Former advertiser.
Yeah, he's former advertiser of the show. He puts a great product out there, at least the Hardcore History show. I've never really listened to his Dan Carlin show as much as his Hardcore History, mm-hmm. which I think is an awesome show. And they're struggling to get advertisers. Well, they've had some luck with something similar to an AMP program.
Great.
But I'm sure it's not. We've been doing the AMP program for, what, a long time now, years. A
couple years, yeah.
And,
2 or 3 years.
It's pulling in $2,700 now.
Close to three. Close to 3,000.
You can't pay. You couldn't pay us with that. I mean, that's not. I can't eat on that.
That much is true.
So I'm.
And nor are we being paid by it.
No. And we're not. None of that goes there. And that's the reason I don't even know what the numbers are entirely.
But that's only because we have the ability to sell advertising, and we are on radio stations. If we were just a podcast, then that AMP money would have to go to us.
That would be all of it. Yeah. Yeah. And that's the example I'm using with Dan Carlin here. Is that he, as far as I know, it's been a few months since I've talked to him. He's just a podcast. He's putting out the two different podcasts. Mm-hmm. And I don't know their finances or anything like that. I don't ask those personal questions of him. But, that's a really, really great podcast. It's professionally done. It's awesome to listen to.
It'd be sad to see it go away.
Yeah. How many does he do per week? He does one a week every other show. So Dan Carlin comes out once every other week, and Hardcore History comes out once every other week.
So he's not doing this for a living like you guys are.
I think maybe he is. Remember, these guys are in radio, so they want a well-produced product. Maybe he has some other job.
You're going to have some other job, I mean, a week for one show?
I don't know. I don't propose to know his finances. I wouldn't say that, but... the question you've got to ask yourself is, well, if he does have another job, then how stable is the Dan Carlin show? Not very, because he eats off of his other job, and, this is play money or whatever. That's a really great podcast. It could go away. The mentality that podcasts should be free would cause that. Do you understand?
I see where you're coming from, and I understand where you're coming from, but the reality is... It is a product that is free to the end user, so mm-hmm. inevitably it's understandable why the end user would have that mentality of, oh, great, there's all a bunch of free podcasts, I'll take the ones that sound good and listen to them. If they go away, well, whatever. But the ones that they like the most, I think that you've seen that many of them are willing to set aside a few bucks and send it there, send it our way or send it to your favorite podcaster because they do understand, I think, inherently that money is necessary. Mm-hmm. And if those podcasters aren't making it clear to their listeners, then that's their failing. If those podcasters are just getting on and doing a show for free and then they're not expecting anything in return or they're not asking for something in return, well, then they're not going to get anything.
Well, we ask on a regular basis. We put maybe 30 seconds into a minute into an AMP commercial every single show.
Right.
It's an infomercial like we did the other night that really, really gets people to come on board. We saw a lot more results from that infomercial than we do on a regular commercial.
But we can't do infomercials every week.
The average person will not beg.
Why not?
The average person won't beg. Now, I'm a salesperson. I've got no problem in begging.
Bad for the average person.
Okay.
I don't care. Let them go away, Mark. It's less competition for us.
Hold on, dude. I'm not saying that at all. I'm trying to correct a messed up way of thinking. And the messed up way of thinking is what has it that, I will only donate to organizations that are not for profit. Because they're not for profit. Well, they're not in it for the profit. And this whole, it has to be free thing. No. Free, you get what you pay for. Anything worth doing is worth making a fortune at. If you are the best at what you're doing, you should make a great deal of money doing it.
But you're going to have to ask for it. If you don't ask for the sale, you're not going to get it.
I agree.
So
with
those podcasters aren't asking for it, too bad for them.
But how many of the podcasters listen to my show? Almost none of them. However, many, many, many podcast listeners listen to my show. Therefore, this message that I am giving them is for them, not for not for podcasters.
Should a podcast listener who listens to 30 shows a week of different podcasters give money to all of those shows or only their favorites?
I don't think they should feel obligated to do any of that.
Good.
My statement is simply, if you think that something should be free, then you will get what you pay for.
Understood. All right, Jason, any thoughts on this? Because
you're the economics professor, right?
Yeah, I agree with all that. I mean, let the market decide. If someone wants to come up with a business model that says people pay me for podcasts, then try it out, see if it works. If it doesn't, then, hey, podcast should be free.
Right. You can't start a podcast and charge for it right off the bat. There's no way you'd ever be able to make that work.
No.
You can't start a podcast and then tell everybody it's free and then 5 years later decide, all right, we're going to start charging. I mean, you can do that, but you're going to see your audience drop off the face of the earth. And so, yes, it's going to continue to be a free product.
However, I think that there's something you could do. You could do, for instance, like Dave Ramsey does. Say you do an hour a week podcast or an hour a night podcast, and then you decide, I'm going to do this for money. I'm now going to start producing a 3-hour podcast or a 2-hour podcast. I'm only going to give away the first hour or something like that. Then the people that were getting something for free
continue to get it for free.
And if they want to get more, then they can go ahead and pony up.
The fact is, offering something for free is a great way to build an audience, is a great way to get people on board. Then you ask them to contribute, and they do. They may not contribute to the percentages you'd like to see them contribute, Mark. There's always going to be free riders, but that's part of the game, and it's part of how this business works. And it does work. Even though only 10% give to the AMP program, it certainly is better to have 10% than zero. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Does your family think your beliefs are crazy? Do you experience a nagging sense of worry that the world is becoming less free? Do you feel withdrawn or politically alienated from liberal and conservative friends? You are not alone. Statism hurts. IHS Summer Seminars can help. Visit libertarianseminars.com for more information on a happier future. This summer, the Institute for Humane Studies will be holding 14 seminars on liberty and libertarian thought at locations across the country. If you're a college student or recent graduate and interested in thoughtful discussion and challenging lectures, we want you to attend. Find out more at libertarianseminars.com. The deadline to apply is April 6th.
Available seminars include Liberty and Society and The Tradition of Liberty, Advanced Studies. Register online now at libertarianseminars.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease, such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care and cardio maintenance. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with the building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by Jim Strauss after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery. As a seventh-generation herbalist, Jim knew that there were herbs that had a long tradition of heart, blood, and circulation properties, and that there had to be another option besides going under the knife. Jim said no and began working on a formula to better himself and others. After he perfected the mixture of herbs and spices, he created Strauss Heart Drops. Get the Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.95. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you really can do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. Might be able to sneak your call in if you make it right now at 800-259-9231. Sickle CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Osborne.
And Mark. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become a Free Talk Live amplifier, as we've been talking about for these past few moments. You don't have to be a podcast listener. In fact, I think we had our very first radio amplifier come on board recently. So
cool.
It's not exclusively podcast.
No, once listeners. We get to a certain point, and I can't remember what that point is, we're going to cut the amount of commercials that are in the show.
Yes, there will be a tangible
radio
benefit for radio listeners.
Right.
So we will reduce the amount of commercial time. We can't drastically reduce it simply because it's just that's the way the business works. But we will absolutely slice off a portion of our network inventory that we run on the air. So there are some benefits to the radio listeners. And, of course, generally, if you just like the whole freedom thing and the liberty message, fact is we're the only radio show talking about it. There are other shows out there that claim to be libertarian, but anybody that has listened to them for a short period of time knows that's just not the case. I'd like it there to be some competition. I think someday someone's going to figure out that this whole liberty thing is pretty popular, and then the other shows will jump on board wherever they are, whoever they are. They probably have yet to actually get a gig. But I think eventually you're going to see Free Talk Live sort of similarly minded shows out there, and I think that'll be a wonderful day.
Yeah.
But until then, we're it. So if you want to help us get on more stations, go to amp.freetalklive.com. Get on board with the program for all of $3 a month. That's the cost of a cup of coffee. In fact, Julia gets, my girlfriend, gets this Starbucks coffee. The smallest one is like $4. It's $3.80-something cents. So it's actually cheaper than a cup of, latte? The latte? The latte, I think is what it is. Anyway, it's darn affordable, and it helps us out because we take that money in and we turn it right back around and invest it into the show and get on more radio stations. I know Mark would like it to be a paycheck for him, but it's just not. So,
hey, I've never proposed that for a second. Before.
I know you'd like it, though.
It's fun to vilify
you'd
the salesman.
Like, you'd
every
like
time.
It.
Salesmen are bad people.
You'd like it if 90% of our listeners gave instead of 10%, and you'd like to get 80% of that 90%, I'm sure. You money-grubbing dog, you. Luckily, I keep it all and do what I want with it.
Well, you advertise the show with it. You don't keep it.
That's right. But I am in control and Mark is not. So go to amp.freetalklive.com, get on board with the show. You'll get perks like the amp-only call-in line, chat room and forum, and more. The details are there at amp.freetalklive.com. And speaking of the amp call-in line, it's Sam in Texas.
Good evening, citizens. I'm calling in tonight to tell you about something truly wonderful we've done here in the city of Dallas.
What have you done?
We've put in this new red light camera program. Now, it's already underway. We've got 62 cameras out there now. And, you know, this is really for public safety. It's truly touching. We are saving lives, okay?
Is that right?
And, you know, but also it has a side benefit. The revenue projection from these cameras just happens to come out for the fiscal year of 07 and 08 to $14.8 million. Now, it's important that we make that money for 07 and 08 because the program cost $13.3 million over 5 years. And we just voted to expand to 100 cameras and a 7-year contract for $29.1 million.
Wow.
Now, the red light cameras are different than the speeding cameras in this respect. Red light cameras, it's been shown in certain studies that towns will actually shorten the duration of the yellow light in order to catch people in the middle of the lane and then send them a ticket.
Which causes accidents.
In most states, what the actual rule is for a red light is the light has to be red when your tires cross the line that the stop line. So being in the middle of the intersection when the light turns red, not against the law.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, towns just lie with these red light cameras. However, speeding cameras, on the other hand, have shown that people will just slow down to the speed limit in order to avoid the ticket.
And so people are avoiding tickets, therefore they're not writing as many and
right.
They lose their revenue.
Well, so red light cameras increase revenue, speeding cameras decrease revenue.
Well, I'm sorry you had such a negative experience there, Mark. In fact, in our case, they actually increased the length of the yellow light to allow people more time to get through the intersection because our government's just so great.
Well, have they passed legislation to say what the duration of a yellow light should be on a statewide basis?
I don't know about all that.
No, that's because we can just always trust our government, right?
The results are in. The ticket revenue from the cameras for 07 to present, taken out to the end of the year, come up to a total of $6.2 million, a huge success.
I don't think that's a success because that's money that people could have used in their regular lives. How many accidents were stopped?
Oh, quite a few, I'm sure. And, you know, we are saving lives here. Now, there is some bad news. Unfortunately, due to a completely unrelated $4.1 million revenue shortfall, we're going to have to turn off a quarter of the cameras, so we only have to pay support costs on those. But don't worry, you know, it's a fraction of the $3,800 a month it costs to run one camera. And, you know, there's no need for concern, citizen, because the government never forgets about assets that it's paying for and not using. And it's not as bad as it sounds. The assistant director of public works said, quote, "Motorists don't realize this and behave as if the cameras are operational," end quote. So, see, obviously, they're not going to notice that the strobe light doesn't go off and that they're not actually getting a ticket in the mail. So, you know, how could they possibly realize the cameras are not working?
Well, I think that cameras at stoplights actually do, even if they're not working, fool people into believing, oh, I can't run that one. Because every once in a while, someone does run a red light, just flat out runs it.
Sam, are you okay? You're a little different than normal.
I'm just in a really great mood, citizen. No, yeah, so, Mark, you're in sales. Where do you think they got the $14.8 million revenue estimate?
Probably a sales rep.
From the company selling the cameras.
Yeah. Okay, wait, so that was the thing I was disconnecting from, because there were so many numbers there, I kind of got confused.
Okay.
You're saying that they proposed that the city would bring in 14 point whatever million,
million
in 1 year?
Uh-huh. In 2 years, 07 and 08. And what's happened is the program cost $13.3 million over 5 years. Now, people have started getting tickets, and they've stopped running red lights, and they've extended the yellow light time, and instead of $14.8 million, they've brought in $6.2 million, and it's just the revenues are plummeting. So now they have a budget shortfall. they're see. Trying to make up.
So and as a result of spending all this money, all this taxpayer money, with the idea that they were going to make more in ticket revenue, they actually didn't make more, and now as a result, they're in the hole even further. Is that's the story?
That's exactly it. And, you know, think about it. How many of those city council members took the studies home showing that those revenue projections and went through them with a fine-tooth comb because they're spending other people's money?
None of them.
Yeah. So, Mark, you know, I don't know. You were talking earlier about freedom. That's really what makes freedom the one of the greatest gifts you can get, is you can only give it to yourself.
Yeah. Thanks for the call tonight, Sam. I'd like to bring up that there's a couple of towns in, I think it's Denmark, that they've been trying this, where they've removed all the stoplights, all the stop signs in the town. And what they found is that people drive more slowly, more safely, and, you know, they just, people get around. We really don't need lights to tell us when to go and when to stop. And I don't have any problem with regular stoplights and all that other stuff. I think that there's, you know, they're useful. But they go beyond what is useful just simply because that's what government does.
Sure.
For instance, these left-hand turn red arrows.
Madness.
They are crazy. You're sitting there. The lane, the oncoming lane, you know, your lane is green. The lane next to you,
right.
The direction you're going is green, but you want to turn left across the other lane that's green. But, oh, my God, imaginary cars are going by. You can't turn left, citizen. I mean, back in the old days, it was just a green light. When you had to turn left, you yielded
you
to the
it.
Oncoming traffic.
Right.
Now, you've got to wait until the left-hand turned arrow turns green for you to go.
Well, we're just starting
to run them.
Yeah, we're just starting to go through them now more often than ever before. The only problem is when someone's in front of you sitting there waiting for the imaginary cars. Then you can't do much of anything.
No, can't do much.
All right, 800-259-9231, short amount of time for Dave in California listening on KCAA. Hello, Dave.
Hi, just let me drop the last few drops of liquid plutonium into my atomic weapon, and I'll be with you, okay?
Okay,
like
we got nothing but time, Dave. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Listen, I don't want to sound braggadocious here, but you were talking earlier about, you remember me, I own the UFO audio video clearinghouse. We talked a number of times on the air.
Yeah, you're the UFO nut guy.
I'm not a nut. I think you're the nut, and you owe me an apology, but we'll do that some other time with my 80 million emails.
Let me tell you a story, Dave.
I thought
it was 800 emails.
Let me tell you a story. Time is short.
Sure.
In 1978, I bought a camera, a video camera, cost me $1,000, and two video recorders, cost me $1,000 each, which I put on a credit card.
Yeah.
My mother and dad asked what you're going to do, and I said, I'm going to go into television. Going back to your iPod and iCast story earlier, my mother and dad screamed that I was the dumbest, stupidest, most moronic person in the world.
But they were wrong. Thanks for the call. We're done.
Yeah,
sorry.
We go.
Not enough time. It's Vinny in here with you.
And Osborne.
And Mark.
Back tomorrow night. Join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Have you made one of those New Year's resolutions to lose weight? Are those extra pounds weighing you down and making you feel fat? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days, without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Hi, this is Ted Turbolizard, and I am inviting you to the Great Freedom Rally on the West Lawn of the Capitol in Washington, D.C. on April 15th. This is being billed as a gathering of the Freedom Tribes from across the United States, and there will be many wonderful speakers and entertainers there from across the country. For more information, visit GCNLive.com, TaxDay08.com, Hauling.RonPaulRoadshow.org, or GrannyWarriors.com, the sponsors of this event, and make a donation. See you there in D.C.